5-1 State College. Harris to the plate. Strike right down the heart. Good fastball at 89. Threw the fastball at 87 in the first inning. He's up to 89 now here in the second inning as he stretches it out. 1-1 the count. And the throw to second. It hit the runner. And let's see if Mauricio is all right. He's safe, but let's see if he's all right. He took one, it looks like, in the right arm. Oh, he's the DH. He doesn't have to throw, does he? Kidding. Hopefully he's all right. Out to a good lead. Playing right behind him, though, is Luna. Harris with a 1-1 count. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that one. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Harris already with two strikeouts in this inning. Stares in. And goes set at the letters. 1-2. Outside 2-2. Spikes wearing their red jerseys tonight. Say State College across the front. With the gold lettering, blue trim, blue hats, white pants, and the blue stripe down the pants. All the grays tonight for West Virginia with the blue and gold trim. And the pitch. Down low. Full 3-2. West Virginia wearing the blue hats tonight with the gold bills. 3-2 the count. Blame straight away. Normal depth. Maybe back a couple of steps. O'Dowd waits in the left-handed box and now backs up. And stares in. Long look. And he gets what he wants. Set at the letters to the plate. Hit in the air, center field. Bass over a few steps, drifts over, puts it away. The inning is over. No runs, a hit, and one stranded. At the end of 1.5, 5-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, get up here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Samuel Benjamin leads it off in the bottom of the second inning to be followed by Kay Climie and then Daniil Ortiz, 2-3-4 in the Spikes batting order against Dylan Cheely. 5-1 State College, bottom of the second. And the pitch down low for a ball. By the way, we were talking about Jack O'Dowd earlier. His dad, Dan, of course, the former general manager of the Colorado Rockies. And he was the guy that put together that Rockies team that went to the World Series in 2007. They won 21 of the last 22 games they get there. Swing and a miss. 1-1 the count on Benjamin. Breaking ball that time. Swept in the World Series by the Red Sox that year with Jonathan Papelbon getting the final out at Coors on a night where John Lester pitched so well. And the 1-1. That is lined to right field. Lecori coming on. He dives and makes the catch. From his knees, Lecori with a nice catch in right field. One out. Here is the DH, Cade Climie. Climie singled to right and scored in the first inning. In fact, just about everybody did. And the pitch by Chile. That's on the ground. Ranging to his left is Wentz. Near the bag, he throws to first in time. Two up and two down for the Spikes here in the second inning. And here's Daniil Ortiz. Ortiz, it has now cruelly been ruled an error. Here in the broadcast booth, we have a heart. And he bats to the right side. And the pitch to Daniil. Up high for a ball. So because it was ruled an error, does not get an RBI, and his average plummets to 667. Plummets. Pitch. Hit in the air, center field. Back goes Rogers, and he's got it, and the inning is over. So the Spikes, after a five-run opening inning, go 1-2-3 in the second. At the end, a two full, 5-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So we go to the top of the third inning, 5-1 State College. Low and outside from Ben Harris to Jarrett Ford. It's going to be 9-1-2, Ford, Rogers, and Osorio here in the top half of the third inning. Again, 5-1 State College. They've out hit West Virginia 6-2. That's down low for a ball, 2-0 the count. Ben has thrown 35 pitches so far. Ford at the plate, batting from the right side, went 1-for-4 last night with a run scored. As on the ground off the fist, left side, good job, picked up there by Muma, throws to first, in time, good play at both ends that time, one gone. Rogers walked and scored the West Virginia run in the first. And the pitch. Hit in the air very high to right field. Back goes Benjamin. Measures the wall. Leaps up and makes the catch. He measured it perfectly. And you want to know why they padded that thing? So a guy like that can make the catch and not feel it. Second straight night that a Spikes outfielder has made a great catch. Wiley made one last night, and Benjamin timed it perfectly in right. Two outs. Here's Osorio, doubled in the first inning. And was thrown out at the plate to end the inning. Swing and a miss, it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. And the pitch. Off the fist on the ground to second, picked up there by Muma, and he juggles it, throws to first, still got him. It's one of those heart-stopping moments for a fielder, and he kept his poise and made the play. And now that's four in a row retired by Ben Harris. At the end of two and a half, 5-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/older adults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Bottom half of the third inning, Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566 as Jackson Cobb fouls off the first pitch of the bottom of the third. It's 0-1. Cobb singled, knocked in a run, stole a base, scored a run in the first. Bats from the left side as Chile looks in and the 0-1. That's foul. Third base side screams into the concourse and out of play. It's 0-2. 75-degree night. Gentle breeze blowing to right. Chile stares in and gets what he wants. Breaking ball outside. 1-2 the count. 325 left field line, 378 left center, 399 center field, 375 right center, 320 down the line and right to the Lion Country Kia corner. 1-2. In the dirt, 2-2. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, goes to 8 feet high at the brand new video board in left center, all the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. That is cued foul just past the bag at third. Tim Battle coaching down at third, and Darnell Sweeney coaching at first. And yes, for the uninitiated, because we always have new listeners every year, it's 18.55 feet high in right field because Penn State was founded in 1855. Outside, way outside, full 3-2. Cobb will be followed by Hughes and Bass. 5, 6, and 7 in the Spikes batting order here in the bottom of the third. Down low, ball 4. He worked that walk. That'll bring Hughes to the plate. Single, knocked in a pair of runs and scored a run in the first inning. Trayson Hughes, 6'3", 180 pounds. 22 years of age. We mentioned he started his career at Mercer. then went to Ole Miss, playing in Oxford. He may wear number 12, but the speed limit on that campus is 18 miles per hour. And the pitch. That is lined to the left center field gap. That's going to be extra bases. Cobb is around second. On his way to third, goes all the way to the wall. Cobb being waved to the plate. He'll score with ease. Hughes is on his way to third. He has an RBI triple. 6-1 State College. He has stayed hot. His last three at-bats, three hits. He's knocked in three runs tonight. Hughes now has eight runs knocked in five games for the Spikes. Eight RBIs. Nobody out. On the ground, up the middle, and into center field for a base hit by Tyson Bass. Hughes scores, and the Spikes keep it rolling at 7-1. By the way, to finish the Hughes story, why is the speed limit 18 miles per hour on the Ole Miss campus? Because Archie Manning wore number 18. There's a note. Still nobody out, throws over to first. 7-1, State College leads it. Chile goes set. Mumo waits in the left-handed box. Hide away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. The count. He wants a new baseball. He obviously feels that's the problem. I predict that ball will be back in the game by the fifth inning. 1-0 the count. Bass on first. He already has a stolen base in this game. Short lead, though. The pitch. That's away for a ball. 2-0 the count. Max Bouchard on deck. Two runs in, still nobody out. That missed up high. As you know, as I've said for the last few years, Albert Jones behind the plate, and Albert, we trust for good reason. He's earned it. The set by Chile. Looks at first and delivers. Inside corner for a strike, gets 3-1. Krista Fry here from the Central PA Autism Community is going to join us at the top of the fourth. Here's the set by Chile. There goes Bass. Pitches, gets away, but it's ball four anyway, and Muma's aboard. So first and second, still with nobody out. The way this inning's going, Chris, to the top of the fourth is going to be a while until we get to you. But it's an important cause, right? It's been amazing since. Here's the set. And the pitch. Down low. Good job behind the plate by Chavez. 1-0 the count. I remember when I first started doing the autism walk that was in downtown State College. I want to go back maybe 15 years ago. And it was like one out of every 168 or something like that. Now the number, unfortunately, is even lower than that. 1 in 36 now. Both runners go. Throw to third. Hey, everybody is safe. So, stolen bases on each end. Baskets his second of the night. Muma gets his second of the night. Second and third, nobody out with a 2-0 count now on Bouchard, who struck out swinging his first time. And Chile delivers. Swing and a miss. 91-mile-per-hour fastball, 2-1 the count. Max is just 18 years of age. Just graduated from high school. And the pitch. And in the dirt, and he swung at it. Strike three, got him. So, first out of the inning. For Chile, that is his third strikeout of the game. And here is Carson Luna, who's 0 for 2. Struck out looking and flew to center both in the first inning. Second and third with one out. Oh, here's the pitch. I guess he got a piece of it. He still strikes out. Pushy heads out. Frustrating. And now here's Luna.
Shortstop, number 13, Carson Luna.
Max is going to remember what everybody in the dugout knows. He's 18. It's all right. And the pitch. In there for a strike. Max just graduated from high school. If it makes him feel any better, our on-field host just got his equivalency 2 weeks ago. What? It was a proud moment for all of us. What are you shaking your head for? That pitch is a strike. It's 0-2. What? Why do you defend him? 0-2, the count on Luna with one out. Second and third, two runs in. Foul tip into the mitt, strike three, got him. Fourth strikeout. And for Chile, all four strikeouts have been the same two guys. Samuel Benjamin singled to right in the first and scored. And then LaCorey, to start the bottom of the second, made a fabulous catch from his knees in the second inning. See what Samuel can do here. He's driven in six so far this year. On the ground, wide of the bag at third. Osorio picked it up there, but it's a foul ball. It's 0-1. What, because he bailed you out in the pregame show, you feel you owe him? I mean, that pregame show was circling a fogged-in airport. 0-1, the count on Benjamin. 7-1 State College, bottom of the third. Chile delivers. On the ground, up the middle, into center field, base hit. Two runs will score. Bass trots in, Muma right behind him. The Spikes now lead it, 9-1. Benjamin's now driven in 8 runs this season. So after a 5-run first, they go 1-2-3 in the second and pop right back with a 4-run third. And here's Kate Climie. Single to left and scored in the first and grounded out to short in the second. 1-for-2. Climie, slight open stance, right-handed box. Chile waits and delivers. Foul straight back to the screen. It's 0-1. Chile is now about to throw pitch number 63 in the game. He has 39 strikes so far to go with the 63 pitches. Climbing right-handed box. They play him straight away deep in left. Ford is very deep in left. The set and the pitch. High and tight at the letters. It's 1-1. Ford's so deep, he needs binoculars. Here's the set. 1-1. Bounce that one in. Good job by Chavez behind the plate to block it. 2-1 the count. Holding it first is Benjamin. Benjamin, by the way, 3-of-4 in stolen bases this season, and the Spikes have been liberal about running tonight. They already lead it 9-1. Here's the set. And the pitch. Up high, 3-1 to Kate Climbing. The Spikes, so far this season, have a run differential of 27, plus 27, including tonight. And ball four. So now the ninth hitter of the inning. Told you it was going to take a while. I mean, Joe acts like I've never seen a game before, that I have no feel for what's going on. I told you it was going to take a while. But the mere fact that you're here and enhancing the booth, I'm all for it. Chavez out to talk to Chile. It's been a long night for Dylan. 66 pitches, 40 strikes. Harris, conversely, has cruised through three innings with 39 pitches. 13 an inning. Albert Jones goes out, breaks up the confab, and here's Daniel Ortiz. Ortiz reached on an error in the first, then flew out to center in the second. First and second with two outs, four runs in, 9-1 State College, bottom of the third. They've out hit West Virginia 9-2. The pitch. That's in there for a strike. Good job by Chavez to bring that back and frame it. 0-1 the count. Shadow now is beyond second base. Set at the letters and to the plate. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Beauty that time. It's 0-2. Ortiz this year hit .383 at Walters State with 18 home runs and 55 knocked in. And the pitch. In tight for a ball, 1-2 the count. The guy got on base. He had 62 hits this year, 43 walks, was hit by a pitch 15 times. He scored 76 runs. The pitch. Checked it. That's strike three, and he's not happy with himself. But the spikes send 9 to the plate. And 4 more score at the end of 3 full. 9-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game. Located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Medler Field, Lombardo Park, where the Spikes now lead it 9-1 and take over in the middle third here. Joe Putnam with a very special guest and a very terrific cause.
Yes, indeed, Steve Jones. We are joined now by Krista Fry from the Central PA Autism Community. Krista, welcome to Medler Field at Lombardo Park. It's a beautiful evening.
It is a beautiful evening.
And it's a beautiful evening to have Autism Acceptance Night here as we are doing tonight. I know you have already seen a whole lot of great Spikes fans down on the concourse. How is it being out there in the midst of everything here for the opening weekend of the season?
It's great. It's great to be able to get our group out there and our name out there.
Awesome, awesome. Now, with the Central PA Autism Community, I know it really is in the lane, but in the name, rather, excuse me. But just in terms of our audience, would you mind giving just a brief overview of what the Central PA Autism Community is all about?
We are a nonprofit. All of our money goes back into the kids locally. We do all kinds of sensory events. We're trying to do one here every year. We do one with the Altoona Curve as well. We do sensory Santa, sensory Halloween parties, just to be able to get our kids out in the public, but give them a safe place.
Absolutely. Jeff LaCorey, by the way, leading off with a double in the here in the top of the fourth.
And Joe, something I brought up with Chris, it wasn't on the air with us. When I started doing the autism walk, I did that for 10 years. I emceed it in downtown State College. It was one in every 168. Unfortunately, the numbers have dramatically changed, and not for the better.
That every one in 36 is diagnosed with autism.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're here, and certainly great to have you folks here as well. But I know it's in the name, Autism Acceptance Night, and I know that's a really big factor in it as well. Describe what it means to have autism acceptance right there in the name tonight.
It's nice when we have the name in places like this. People are more understanding with kids with autism. And autism is such a broad spectrum. Every kid is different. You can have one kid that's verbal and another kid that's nonverbal.
Yep.
One kid that doesn't have any behavior issues or seems perfectly normal. And in other kids, there's tons of behavioral issues.
Absolutely. Now, here tonight is, by the way, ground ball to shorts, and Carson Luna able to throw to first, retire Lucas Ismaili. So one down, LaCorey moves to third, and Josiah Chavez, the catcher, now up for West Virginia. He struck out his first time up against Ben Harris in the first pitch of the at-bat, grounded on to second. This will score a run, but it's scooped up by Jake Mumau. Throw to first in time, and Spike's lead is cut to seven, now at 9-2 here in the top of the fourth inning. And here at the ballpark tonight, Chris, there's a lot of things that we've got going on. I know you're on hand down on the concourse for fans to learn all about the Central PA autism community. We have a sensory suite set up right here at the ballpark that those joining us can use as well. And certainly we also have other great things as part of Autism Acceptance, including 50-50 drawing beneficiary being the Central PA autism community tonight. But what does it mean to be able to reach this audience here at the ballpark and families across Central Pennsylvania?
We are in six different counties. Center County, Blair County are the two big counties. We're trying to expand more of our events into the Center County. A lot of our events do take place in Blair County right now. But we're trying to get more in Center County, have people in different counties learn more about autism that don't understand.
Absolutely. And you said you cover six different counties as well. So, you know, efforts, I know you've had a lot of outreach efforts, but how can folks help out the Central PA autism community as well?
They can, by making donations, they can do that, centralpaautism.com. Like our page on Facebook, Central PA Autism Community on Facebook, and just by reaching out to one of us that are here today.
Awesome. Krister Fry from the Central PA Autism Community. Again, that address to find you on the web.
CentralPAAutism.com or Central PA Autism Community on Facebook.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Krista. We are certainly glad to have you here with us, and we're thrilled to once again hold Autism Acceptance Night here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Let's throw out some hot dogs, huh? It is the middle of the fourth inning, 9-2 State College here on the Spiked Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. You turn on my
light. This summer, you do you, only at Toyota. Whether it's in an adventure-ready RAV4 with available all-wheel drive, an all-new 24 Tacoma with more power for more play, or the all-new 25 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offers end July 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
It's the Toyota RAV 4th inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Jackson Cobb fouls off the first pitch here in the bottom of the 4th inning. 9-2, State College Spikes leading here. Second game of the 2024 home schedule. A good crowd on hand for a fireworks night, and the pitch down low hits Cobb in the right foot. He does wear the ankle guard, but that got him just on the side of the foot, and he'll trot down to first.
Let's keep it with the baseball theme tonight.
Oh, yeah.
The Belmont Stakes was run at Saratoga.
Yes, indeed.
Door knock, owned by Jason Worth, the former Washington Nationals and Philadelphia Phillies outfielder. They won and upset everybody at the Belmont Stakes, and Worth is up there holding the trophy.
Wow. A test of the champion, a mile and a half at Saratoga. Actually, though, not a mile and a half this year at Saratoga.
It's a mile and a quarter
at
Saratoga.
Yes, yes.
It's going to be there next year, too, and if Belmont Park is not completed, there could be a third year.
Yep.
Tickets were nearly impossible to get because it was Saratoga.
Exactly. First pitch to Trayson Hughes, a ball, 1-0 the count. Next offering from Chile, and he delivers outside 2-0.
On Fieldhouse had his money on something called Alpo's Dream.
You know what? That's pretty on point, I think, actually. We make jokes, but that's pretty on point. It would be. 2-0 pitch. That's fouled off of Hughes' own ankle, and he goes down in the left-handed batter's box. Uses the bat to help himself back up.
I'm a bit concerned. I now have to go back down now that I've found salsa to
yes.
reclaim my spot.
I'll tell you what, the salsa near the kid zone now, down the third base side, a lot of folks have found it there. It's been pretty substantially visited here over these first two nights of the season.
Well, it's about to be visited again.
Well, of course, by the customer of the month for, what is it now, 200 straight months?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty close, yeah. Yeah, last week was 199.
Hughes with an RBI triple already under his belt tonight. A pair of hits, and he takes a breaking ball for a strike on the outer edge. 2-2 the count. 9-2 State College here in the bottom of the fourth. Jackson Cobb leading off first after he was hit by a pitch to start this bottom of the fourth inning, also known as the Toyota RAV fourth inning. Bouncer foul, first base side. Count remains the same. Hughes will be followed by Tyson Bass, then Jake Mumau if the inning extends that far. Set by Chile. And the 2-2. That's upstairs for a ball, 3-2. Of course, result of the Belmont Stakes starting off the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard as we check out the action elsewhere in the MLB Draft League and Major League Baseball as well. And 3-2 to Hughes, lifted in the air down the left field line. Ranging over is Black, and he'll make the catch. Retreating to first is Cobb, one away. Elsewhere in the MLB Draft League, Williamsport taking on Trenton tonight, and it was a slugfest last night there at Trenton Thunder Ballpark as the Thunder welcoming a PA team for the second straight series. David Carpenter, in the meantime, the West Virginia manager, former State College Spike, played for the inaugural edition of the Spikes back in 2006. He also serves as the pitching coach, having been, of course, a major league pitcher. Ironically, when he was here with the Spikes in 2006, he was a catcher, but he made the switch to the mound the following year in the St. Louis Cardinals organization, ended up a big leaguer as well, and he makes the pitching change. So we'll get the identity of the new pitcher. We'll open up the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in earnest, and we'll have the remainder of the fourth inning for you right after this. 9-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. The State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Second home game of the 2024 regular season for the Spikes. And West Virginia has gone to the bullpen after Dylan Cheely, the starter, went 3 1/3 innings. He will now give way to right-hander Jack Clemente. And Clemente coming to the Black Bears this year, out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, not too far away. Gardner Webb University, the running Bulldogs. He is a 6'2", 215-pound right-hander. He is 22 years of age. And Clemente will now face Tyson Bass, the Spikes center fielder, with Jackson Cobb on first. There is one gone here, one out in the top of the fifth inning. Meanwhile, Cobb has been pinch run for as well, and the newest Spike, Brylan West, is into the game. Pinch running at first base, and the first pitch, a breaking ball low and away, ball one. So West now checking in to pinch run, literally just arrived here at the ballpark about 2 hours ago, but he is in, jumping right into it after completing his collegiate season at FIU, Florida International University. The 1-0 upstairs for a ball, 2-0. Tyson Bass already with a pair of hits in this game. He knocked in a pair of runs in the first inning with a single. He has also scored a run himself, and he takes a ball 2-1. 9-2 Spikes. 9 hits for the Spikes to 3 for the Black Bears. 2 errors, both belonging to West Virginia to this point. And the 2-1. Outside for a ball, 3-1. And a great evening here. We're going to see more fireworks light up the skies after the game tonight, just like we did last night. And the pitch, that's a breaking ball, missed in tight. Ball 4, and Bass is aboard as West moves up to second. And Brylan West, by the way, is a first baseman by trade. We talked about how in the early stages of the season, first Trayson Hughes and then Jackson Cobb have been sort of called upon to fill that role, and they've been acclimating well, but it's not their natural position. Cobb, by nature, a middle infielder, and Hughes, an outfielder, which is where he's playing tonight. He's in left. Jake Mumau, meanwhile, the second baseman, takes a ball to start off his at-bat. First and second, one gone. Next offering, fastball outside at 90 miles an hour, and it's a 2-0 count to Mumau. Mumau has singled and walked. He has scored a run as well. Third appearance of the evening, and that is up a strike, rather. 90 miles an hour over the inner half of the plate. Two balls and a strike. Mumau with a robust 333 average this year, 467 on base percentage. The Spikes in total now with 51 hits as a team. And This one lifted in the air deep to center field. Back on it is Rogers. He's not going to get to it. West getting waved around by third base coach Tim Battle, and he will score standing up. Trotting, actually walking into second with a double, is Jake Mumau. He's got an RBI as well, and the spikes in double digits for the second straight night. It's 10-3 State College. Yeah, the run in the State College column, now second and third with one out. As Mumau delivers his second hit of the evening, it's his first double of the season. And the first pitch to Max Bushyhead, the 18-year-old catcher out of Oklahoma. He takes the ball. 10-3, the score in favor of State College. And the pitch, and that one swung on and missed. One ball, one strike. That also the 10th hit of the night for the Spikes, 2-3 for the Black Bears. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs, a ball, 2-1. Bushyhead looking for his first hit of the evening. Two balls and a strike. Trayson Hughes at third. All right, check that. Tyson Bass at third. Jake Mumau at second. And the pitch. That one a ball. 3-1 the count. Tried the curve, did Clemente. Now delivers. Fastball upstairs. It's ball four. So Bushyhead draws the walk to load the bases. I mentioned that Brylan West, a first baseman by trade, that means he is going to check into the game and play first base here for the remainder of this one. And I think that might have been the case for Tim Battle. It might have been in his mind, regardless of Jackson Cobb getting hit in the foot by the pitch. But that just adds even more reasons to make the change. And meanwhile, the leadoff man, Carson Luna, checks in. A bit of a pause, and now the pitch timer reset. 10-3. State College leads it. All right. Check that. 10-2. 10-2 is the score. I've got to check myself as well. We're all straightened out now. Two runs, three hits, two errors for West Virginia. 10 runs, 10 hits, no errors for State College. 0-2 count. Bases loaded. The pitch to Luna fouled away. First base side. That going onto the roof of the new addition to the clubhouse that's still under construction. Just behind Burgertopia and Good Hops here down the right field line. And the steam rising out of those with all those burgers and fries cooking up. Fastball and a called strike three, and Luna down on strikes. That's the first strikeout of the game for Jack Clemente. And it's the sixth strikeout of the night for Black Bears pitching. Two down here in the bottom of the fourth. 10-2 State College. And the pitch. First one coming in to Samuel Benjamin. Benjamin swings and misses. Two-run single last time up. Part of that four-run spikes third after 5 runs in the opening frame for State College. And the pitch. That is swung on and missed. 0-2 the count. To Samuel Benjamin here. By the way, tomorrow night, 6:35 game time. Spikes and Black Bears completing this series. We'll see if it is a rubber match or if the Spikes go for the sweep. Benjamin sends this one lined into right center field, a base hit. One run scores. Here comes Mumau with a second. The throw to third offline. So Max Bushyhead settles into third. And it's a two-run single for Samuel Benjamin to increase the lead. Now 12-2. And here is Cade Climie now, the designated hitter. Climie singled his first chime up. And then grounded out last time up in the second, or rather grounded out second time up. This is the fourth time he's been up in four frames. 12-2 spikes, and the pitch a ball to start things off to Climie, breaking ball low. Now Clemente out of the stretch delivers. Fastball up and away. 2-0 the count. The pitch. Fastball on a strike just above the knees. 2-1 the count. Again, Max Bushyhead at third. Samuel Benjamin at first with two down. Tomorrow night, Bark in the Park night. First one of the year. And we will meet and greet Dugout, the baseball dog. The newest canine mascot of the Spikes. A breaking ball low and away. 3-1 the count. And the pitch. That is ball four, low and away. So Climie draws the walk to load the bases. And now the cleanup man in the order, Daniil Ortiz. Ortiz reached on what was ruled an error first time up. Flied out his second time up. And in the third inning, struck out. And now in the right-handed box, he can give the Spikes even bigger lead here. Three runs already here in the fourth. State count just pouring it on here as the pitch high and away. Ball one. Bases are loaded. The pitch. That's a strike on the outer edge. 1-1 the count. Spikes in their red jerseys tonight. They won wore them last night and won. Doing so again this evening, the 1-1, a high fastball swung on and missed, 1-2. And time is called by Ortiz, the ninth batter of the inning. Jackson Cobb started all off getting hit by a pitch before being lifted for Brynlon West as a pinch runner who will be the first baseman. At the start of the fifth, and here's a chopper to the left side, charging in. Third baseman Osoria picks it up, throw on the run in time, and the inning is over. But nine more come to the plate for State College. And another four runs, or check that, another three runs in this inning. They do so on a pair of hits, leave the bases loaded. Four innings complete. 12-2 State College here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
12-2 State College as we go to the top of the fifth inning, and Ben Harris has been strong. He is the first Spikes pitcher to go into the fifth inning this year. He was strong all season long at Georgia Gwinnett, strong in three outings for the Spikes last year, and he's just kept it going. Tosses a strike to start things off with Jack O'Dowd, the newest West Virginia Black Bear, and O'Dowd fouls it off the plate. 0-2 the count. O'Dowd out of the University of Texas. He flied out to center field his first time up. And Harris with 51 pitches thus far. 28 of them have been for strikes. He's got a little help from his friends, but that's just good team baseball there. This is a great Spikes team so far. 3-1 against small sample size, but they've made the most of their opportunities. And coming back home to Medler Field at the Bronto Park, they've showed off the power as well. That pitch a ball, trying to get O'Dowd to chase, could not. 1-2 the count. Ben Harris going strictly from the stretch, the pitch. Chopper up the middle onto the second baseman. Mumau takes it on a few hops, tossed to first in time. And one gone, and it is, as anticipated, Brylan West now playing first base for the Spikes, his first inning in the field. Here's Brody Black now, the left fielder. Black is 0-1, grounded out to short. All right, check that. Grounded out to the second baseman, Mumau, in the third. 11 hits for the Spikes, 3 for the Black Bears. Harris delivers a breaking ball low. That is ball one. And I checked that. Harris with 75 pitches, 40 of them, rather, for strikes. And that one ratchets it up even more. And we will check the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard here. We were slated to do so at the bottom of the fourth inning, but the Spikes just kept pouring it on as the pitch is foul-tipped into the mitt. And the pitch, that's a strike on the outer edge. Breaking ball nicks the corner. Two balls, two strikes. That one in tight. Did it hit him? It did. Black struck, looks like on the left arm by the pitch. So with one out, a base runner on, and the leadoff man in the West Virginia order, Jordan Rogers up. Rogers walked and scored in the first inning, flat out to right in the third. And there is right-handed action up in the State College bullpen. And there are Super Nachos in the Spikes broadcast booth. A successful visit to Salsa for Mr. Steve Jones, the 500-time customer of the month.
This may be the best one I've had.
Really? That is saying something. I think it's the new location.
It's the location. And by the way, they also have Dippin' Dots down there, too.
Yes, yes, indeed.
And Good Hops.
Good Hops down there with a quality selection of great craft brews. Pitch low and away, 1-1 to Rogers.
Everybody was taking advantage of everything.
And the pitch, grounded on to third, taken in by Ortiz. Throw to second for one on to first. Got him, double play. A twisting stretch by Brylan West at first. Great job by Jake Mumau to be the middleman on that one as the Spikes turn two to turn away the Black Bears. A second double play they have turned this season. Ben Harris faces the minimum in the top of the fifth, and well-deserved, he's in line to be the pitcher of record in this one. Halfway home at Medler Field at Lebronto Park, it's all Spikes. 12-2 as we go to the bottom of the fifth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
The State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Into the bottom of the fifth inning, and for the first time, Brylan West steps into the batter's box as a member of the State College Spikes, and the FIU product takes a breaking ball for a strike on the inside corner. Again, just arrived at the ballpark about now 2.5 hours ago, but here he is. Already has scored a run as a Spike, pinch running for Jackson Cobb last inning. Next offering a ball. 1-1 now to West. Tim Battle Jr. coaching at third. Former Major Leaguer Darnell Sweeney coaching at first. Spike's hitting coach this year in the 1-1. Breaking ball in tight. 2-1 the count. And West, a true first baseman, so he'll be seeing a lot of action there. And Tim Battle might be able to work some more folks in. Again, Trayson Hughes and Jackson Cobb did outstanding jobs acclimating to that position. But now West hits it off the handle of the bat onto short. Taken deep in the hole by Wentz. Throw to first. Not in time. And Brylan West will get his first hit as a Spike. Infield single. 12th hit.
He actually scored a run before his first hit. Because he pitched ram.
That's like Kenny Dryden winning the Stanley Cup and the Conn Smythe Trophy as playoff MVP before he won the Calder for Rookie of the Year.
He only played in 6 games in the regular season. Then they beat the Bruins in 7.
Trayson Hughes now in the left-handed box, and the pitch at his outside for a ball. Hughes tonight, 2 for 3, pair of runs, 3 runs knocked in, and that triple knocked in a couple as well, and the pitch at is low for a ball. 12-2 Spikes here in the bottom of the fifth. West leading off first. And the pitch. That is a strike over the outer edge. 2-1 the count. Not sure if West is going to get the green light right away here, but the Spikes have certainly been active on the base paths. 6 more stolen bases added. A perfect 6-for-6 this evening. That one down and in. That'll get past the catcher, Josiah Chavez. And moving up on the play is West.
Yeah, I was going to say West was only 3-of-4 in stolen bases at FIU this season. I know you don't think I prepare.
Well, on this Spikes team, they have had aggression on the base paths from everybody, and that's exactly what Tim Battle likes to see. 3-1 is fouled back. Oh, almost into the production booth. I saw an arm extended out there. That might have been Rodney Martin had a chance at that. And now the count is full to Hughes. With West on second in scoring position. Fastball just missed the inside corner. Good eye by Hughes. That was close. But he'll get first on the walk. That'll bring up Tyson Bass now, the center fielder. And Bass, 2-for-2 officially. He's walked in the game as well, but he's knocked in a couple of runs, scored 2 runs. West leading off second. And the pitch, that is low and away for a ball.
Yes, so threw out a guy in an 8-2 double play to end the first.
Showing off an arm there, and that was a rope from center field that he delivered. Right on point to Max Bushy, head of the plate as well. Pitch low for a ball, 2-0.
And that's not even the defensive play of the game.
No. Samuel Benjamin scaling the 18.55-foot-high wall in right field. 2-0, foul to the right side.
That's how good this team is. You're not sure which one's the best defensive play. You're not sure who the best pitcher was. And you're not sure who the best hitters were.
Everything's at operating at peak performance right now.
Jeez.
After 13 runs last night, 12 so far here, and we're in the bottom of the fifth. That one might have broken the bat, but it's a fly ball to left field. And Black is there. He makes the catch. Throw to the infield, gets away, but only briefly. No movement by the runners.
Well, remember, okay, this is the fifth game.
Yep.
The Spikes are now a plus 29 in run differential.
And now David Carpenter is coming out to the mound. There is right-handed action going in the West Virginia bullpen. Looks like Storm Heyerholzer. And we'll see if this is just a visit of encouragement. And as you might imagine from that run differential, it's been Spike's opponents making mound visits way more often than the Spikes staff.
Jared Brown only goes out there just to say hi. How you doing?
And
just want everybody, let everybody know I'm still here.
And the change will be made as Clemente exits. And the Spikes with a 12-2 lead. We'll see a new pitcher. We'll have the numbers on Storm Heyerholzer and the remainder of this fifth inning after this call to the bullpen. Here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So Jack Clemente done after one inning of work, and he will give way now to the West Virginia right-hander Storm Heyerholzer. Heyerholzer hailing from, all right, check that. That's not 18, that's number 99. Just read it as Victor Quinn. Quinn, the right-hander out of O'Fallon, Missouri, University of Missouri. And it is Quinn now who will face Jake Mumau, who smashed a two-run double last time up.
Yeah, they just cut off Olivia Newton-John on the scoreboard. I know they want to speed the game up, but I would have waited.
Yeah, you didn't mind about Travolta, huh?
If it was just Travolta up there, they could have started right away.
First pitch ball to Jake Mumau, who is 2-for-2 in the game, actually a one-run double last time up, but he came around to score a run as well. Here's the set. And the 1-0 from Quinn, and that is a strike on the outer edge. 95 miles an hour on the fastball.
I mean, Travolta's talented.
Oh, certainly.
But we'll leave it at that.
Yes. Brylan West leading off second. Trayson Hughes off first. The pitch called strike over the outer edge. 1-2 the count. Clemente, an inning on the mound. 2 runs charged to him so far. He is also responsible for both runners on. 3 hits, 4 walks, and a strikeout. Through a total of 44 pitches, 21 for strikes.
I wonder if it's deliberate that he wears 12.
That would be certainly appropriate. It's the pitch outside. 2-2.
I mean, 21 reversed.
What, yeah, because 21, of course, retired, and before joining the MLB Draft League, West Virginia Black Bears, a Pirates affiliate, so followed the retirement of those numbers, much like the Trenton Thunder, as a previous affiliate of the New York Yankees, did the same. Actually, the State College Spikes did the same with St. Louis Cardinals numbers as well previously in the 2-2 to Moomau. Swung on and missed. Strike three, so Quinn comes right in, records the K. That's the second out here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and now Max Bushyhead, the catcher, is up. And now we see Blake Wilson in the on-deck circle, so Wilson is going to check into the game. Get some at-bats here. Carson Luna starting at shortstop, and now Wilson, who made a tremendous defensive play last night as part of the Spikes 13-6 win, will get some cuts here, whether in the fifth or the sixth inning. Starting it off, and he huddled up with Jake Moomau in the on-deck circle as well to get a bead on Victor Quinn. Meanwhile, the 1-0 pitch to Max Bushyhead, a fastball low, 2-0 the count. Spikes leading 12-2 here tonight.
It's been fun.
Absolutely. Fans are having fun in the stands, exploring this new-look ballpark. Mm-hmm. Massive upgrades in the offseason, the big video board looming in left center.
What struck me last night, Joe, was when it finally was dark.
Yes.
The lights.
Oh, yes. It is super bright.
Felt like daytime here.
That field definitely ensconced by those LED lights, and a 3-0 pitch is upstairs, ball four. So the first walk issued by Quinn. And now back to the top of the order, and the pinch hitter, Blake Wilson. And Wilson has been on a tear as well last night. He was, again, the starting shortstop, went 1-for-3 with a walk, was hit by a pitch, doubled in a pair of runs as part of that 1-for-3 performance. Now he readies, and the pitch had it swung on and missed. Parker, Colorado native. Again, most recently at Kansas State, but he is going to be looking elsewhere to continue perhaps his collegiate career. Of course, name could be announced in the MLB draft as well. That's what all of these guys are looking to hear and start that journey onto the big leagues. And timer is out. I think the pitch timer is out. Yep. So that is an automatic ball, a first pitch timer violation we've seen here at Medler Field at Lombardo Park this year. And I give credit to Albert Jones. He actually gave a little bit extra there, and this whole umpiring crew.
Well, that's a good crew.
But
Pete, Martin, Albert.
Absolutely.
Terrific crew.
And so the 1-1, that is upstairs for a ball. 2-1 the count.
Chavez did a good job at getting that one. That was in the webbing.
Bases loaded, two outs. Wilson readies. The pitch. In tight for a ball, 3-1.
Keep scoring. I have nowhere to go.
Make this night last forever. There's just, that's the special thing about baseball, too. You just feel like when you're out at the ballpark, it feels like it could last forever. Now there's more timing now with the pitch timer in place, which is a good thing for the game, but
mm-hmm. Sure.
Still has that timeless quality to it out here. The 3-1 fastball swung on and missed, and the count runs full. Runners will be going here with a full count, two outs. Quinn delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. So he comes back with his second strikeout. And the Spikes add a hit but leave the bases loaded in the bottom of the fifth. However, it still remains 12-2 in favor of State College here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Farm Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Into the sixth inning, and a new pitcher on the mound for the Spikes after Ben Harris was outstanding in five innings of work. Harris, two runs against him on three hits, one walk, two strikeouts. He did hit a pair of batters.
They just got in the way. I mean, you make it seem so sinister.
At 61 pitches, 33 of them strikes for
base. I felt like they were diving into the ball. Desperate for base runners.
Oh. But Harris, first Spikes pitcher this year to reach five innings, yeah, which makes him eligible for a victory as a starting pitcher. You've got to go five, even in the MLB draft league.
Jason Flores makes his second appearance. He went two innings against Trenton back on the fifth. Struck out three, walked one. Warming up, he was touching 95, 96 in the warm-up.
Ooh.
I mean, you were out putting out fires. I was actually, like, watching the game, Joe.
Well, now Albert Jones is out as Flores and Max Bushy head in discussions on the mound. I think it's just a matter of going over the signs, and it's a good thing in the MLB draft league when pitchers and catchers who have not worked together that much, when it's just a matter of trying to relay the lines of communication, umpires aren't going to assess a mound visit here, even though here in the first half, with the developmental nature of this league, the showcase nature of this league, usually isn't really a limit on conferences that is enforced. In the second half, there will be.
Well, but, these two just met on Tuesday.
Exactly.
Okay, come on.
Exactly. First pitch outside of Ariel Osorio. And the next offering in tight for a ball. Osorio 1-for-2. He doubled in the first inning, but then was thrown out at the plate by Tyson Bass in center. Grounded out to second base in the third.
The underrated part of that was Bushy Head blocking the plate with his left foot and making the tag.
Yep. And the pitch swung on and missed. 2-1 the count.
I mean, the throw was marvelous. The play was marvelous. Let's not leave the catcher out of it. That was 95 on that pitch.
Absolutely. And Flores already touched 96 earlier this year to be the fastest pitcher yet in the MLB Draft League, and that one came in at 93, swung on and missed. 2-2 to Osorio.
Oh, to be 18 again.
Is it even signing autographs before the game as he delivers? That's low and away. Ball three.
Out of Naaman Forest High School, Garland, Texas, 11.8 strikeouts per nine innings.
That is pretty good. And a 3-2 foul tip into the mitt, strike three. Strikeout by Jason Flores, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Now Jeff Lickery to the plate. Lickery is 1-for-2. RBI ground out in the first, doubled and scored in the fourth. The pitch. Here's a grounder on to second, picked up by Jake Mumau, tossed to first in time, two away.
Look, here's the other part. Flores was actually a pretty good hitter, too, in high school. Like, pretty good. He hit .484 with 57 RBIs. I mean, so Flores isn't just a power pitcher.
This guy was a good hitter at 484 with 57 runs knocked in.
That's, you know what, that's the way it is a lot of times for great players, whether they be pitchers or position players. I mean, you know, we've seen those that have been able to transition between those two, but when you're a great player, especially at the high school level, you're out there all the time. And now with Shohei Ohtani, maybe it's opened up for other guys to do that even in the higher ranks.
All he knows, he got the front seat on the bus.
Pop up to center field off the bat of Lucas Ismaili and put away by Tyson Bass. That's the end of the top of the sixth inning. Nothing across as Flores sets him down in order. 12-2 Spikes as we go to the bottom half on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the sixth inning, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is accepting new patients. And we are happy to have them aboard here for the 2024 season as the Spikes lead it 12-2 here, out hitting the Black Bears 12-3. Two errors in the game, both belong to West Virginia. And back on the mound is Victor Quinn facing Samuel Benjamin here to start the bottom of the sixth. Benjamin already 3-for-4 at the plate. A two-run single his last time up in the fourth inning to bolster the Spikes' lead, make it a 10-run advantage. First pitch, a ball outside. Next offering, fastball upstairs. Ball two to Benjamin. Samuel out of Houston Christian University, and he got things going in a big way last night for the Spikes. A 436-foot monster of a shot, two-run homer, as the second batter of the game. Pitch outside for a ball, 3-0. Ramada out of town scoreboard.
Yeah, I told him before the game, I said, that was an easy one to call.
Not a whole lot of doubt in that.
No, it's a mystery.
3-0 pitch, outside ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Gonzalez. All right, check that. A four-pitch walk to Benjamin to start off the sixth inning. And now...
Hey, you're missing pregame shows.
I'm just all over the place today, I'll tell you.
What is going on around here?
What isn't going on around here? That's the question, especially when it comes to opening weekend of the 2024 season. Which, by the way, more fun in store tomorrow. Not only is it the first Bark in the Park of the year, so you can bring your four-legged friend out to meet Dugout the Baseball Dog, the newest canine mascot. It's a Sunday fun day as well. Pre-game catch on the field. First 100 kids get a youth baseball glove presented by Kira Vetti. And the pitch upstairs to Climby, ball one. In addition, as part of Sunday fun day, of course, the post-game Kids Run the Bases presented by Mount Nittany Health. It's also a baseball bingo day. It's now been moved. It used to be on Saturday nights. Now it'll be on Sunday nights at the ballpark. So you can get your bingo cards when you come in. Action on the field determines the numbers on the cards. Breaking ball to Climby in tight. 2-0 the count.
So the Yankees and the Dodgers finally scored today? America got to watch that on Apple TV.
2-1 Dodgers, top of the third.
That was the final last night in 11.
Meanwhile, in the London series earlier today at London Stadium, the Phillies beat the Mets 7-2. Fastball upstairs, ball three.
I think the Phillies could beat the Mets in the parking lot.
Rockies over the Cardinals 6-5. Brewers top the Tigers 5-4. White Sox over the Red Sox 6-1. The walk to Cade Climby now, and now Daniel Ortiz, the batter, looking for his first hit tonight. It's been rare in this order, especially the last few games, for somebody to be without a time on base, much less a hit. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Also on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, Orioles beat the Rays 5-0 today. Royals over the Mariners 8-4. Reds top the Cubs 4-3. Blue Jays over the A's 7-0. Nats beat the Braves 7-3. Pitch strike on the inside corner. 1-1 to Ortiz. Pirates shutting out the Twins 4-0 in Pittsburgh. Giants over the Rangers 3-1. Later on tonight, Astros and Angels. Padres about to host the Diamondbacks. And the Guardians lead the Marlins 2-0 and a third in Miami. The 1-1 pitch fouled away, first base side. MLB Draft League action. Mahoning Valley leading Frederick 6-0. Top of the sixth inning. The Scrappers have been resurgent. They dropped the first two games of the season in lopsided fashion, but they have surged since then. Took the last game against Williamsport Thursday. Beat Frederick game one of their series last night. And now the big lead in the second contest as well. The 1-2, a fastball upstairs, 2-2. Meanwhile, Trenton now leading Williamsport 5-4 in the bottom of the sixth inning. There was a delay of about 15 minutes in that game, just a freak accident. The foul ball ricocheting off the bat and smashing the plate umpire in the hand.
Oh.
And so he had to be tended to and eventually left the game. So wish the best for everybody there as the 2-2 comes in. And you know, we've seen Albert Jones, who's working the plate here tonight, take all sorts of shots up and down the body, but
brutal. And he never leaves.
Exactly. Yeah, keeps on coming.
He just does a great job every single game.
Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch from Quinn. High and away, ball four. Three consecutive walks to start off the bottom of the sixth inning. Oh, I checked that. It's the 3-2 count. It's 3-2. I was fooled. I think everybody was fooled. And the pitch. Grounder, foul third base side. Tim Battle has to bend out of the way of that one.
I said nothing.
So still first and second.
I'm pretty good on the count, and I know what time the pregame show starts.
Well. As they might say on the course, I believe you're two up right now. But that is ball four upstairs now, and that is a walk for her.
Yeah. Just a little delayed.
Daniel Ortiz, a moot point. And now Brylan West.
I believe we'd say you are clairvoyant. How about that?
Maybe. That's what it was. Brylan West pinch ran and scored a run in the fourth inning. His first at bat is a spike. He singled. Now up with the bases loaded. Nobody out, bottom of the sixth. Again, already a big lead for the Spikes, 12-2. Fireworks are coming up later tonight, but the Spikes are bringing them early throughout this one.
About hit them 12-3.
1-0 count. Quinn delivers. Grounder left side. Pass the diving shortstop into left field. One run scores. Here comes Climby rounding third and headed in. And Brylan West delivers a two-run single. So after scoring his first run as a Spike, he drives in two for the first time in a state college uniform and to extend the margin to 14-2. And David Carpenter is going to head to the mound. There is a right-hander.
Did he drive
throwing.
Here or fly here?
He flew here. Flew into State College Regional Airport.
Flies in the State College Regional Airport. Gets an Uber.
Yep.
He
did have a ride. He was able to get a ride. Charlie Aronson, the great content creator on staff, able to pick him up. But
he's 2 for 2 with 2 runs knocked in and a run scored. Maybe they ought to exhaust him and just tell him, like, every day, just fly in. We'll pick you up.
Well, now Trayson Hughes up. And
imagine what that kid can do with rest.
There is a righty that's throwing, but nobody warming up in earnest in the West Virginia bullpen. So that was just a visit of encouragement from David Carpenter. Right-hander warming up is Hunter Hodges. Double checked at that time.
Well, there's still nobody out. So it's going to take a little more than encouragement here. It's going to take execution.
Well, it starts with a strike on Hughes. Trayson 2 for 3 with a triple. He's knocked in 3 runs already, scored a pair. Breaking ball for a strike just above the knees, 0-2.
He's knocked in 3 runs, so that gives him 8 runs knocked in so far.
Ortiz leads off second. The pitch. That's outside for a ball.
I mentioned what West Virginia is doing defensively in terms of alignment, but
yep.
To be honest with you, tonight they don't have enough fielders.
The regulation 9, not working out.
Not going to work.
And the pitch. Here's a liner back through the box into center field. A base hit. Ortiz is going to be held up at third by Tim Battle. But then an error. Oh, almost a misplay in center. Thought it was going to be an error. But I think Tim, in this situation, I think he's not wanting to push things too much.
No, that's exactly right. He held him because.
So there was a hold up there. And then
you're telling me that Ortiz is not going to score? I mean, I'm not kidding.
Yes.
I mean, on that hit, you don't think Ortiz has good speed.
He does. He scored from first on a single back on Wednesday.
Yeah. So that was one of those, like, let's do this with some class here.
Yes. Well, here's Tyson Bass. 2 for 3, although retired for the first time, last time up with what I think was a broken bat looper to left.
Look, if there's a gapper, you got to run people. But it's okay to be station to station right now.
1-0, up and in, ball 2. Quinn fighting it a bit, 38 pitches, 14 strikes for him so far.
Yeah. Jackson and Wiley are the only two that have not played tonight for the Spikes.
And the pitch, up and in for a ball, 3-0. Probably unlikely to see Manny Jackson here.
No, you're not going to play the catcher. No. It's still just the sixth inning.
Yeah. 14 hits already for the Spikes, and the 3-0 fastball taken for a strike.
They have 14 runs on 14 hits. Scored 5 in the first, 4 in the third, 3 in the fourth, 2 here in the sixth.
And the pitch. That is outside for a ball, and that'll bring in a run as Bass receives the RBI on the bases loaded walk. 15-2 Spikes.
You want to know what a baseball avalanche looks like, this is it.
And Jake Mumau.
I wonder how part of this for Quinn has to be, look, eat up, if possibly get some outs, eat up some outs.
Yes.
Let's not stretch the bullpen too much.
And the pitch. That is outside for a ball, 1-0. That's a situation as these guys, if they do advance into the pro ranks, they're probably going to be in situations like this at times where they just have to, they just kind of have to wear it, take one for the team, not to tax the rest of the bullpen, the pitch. That's a strike on the inside corner.
I mean, Quinn's already thrown 43 pitches, Joe. By the way, Barkoff has scored from Verhage, 1-0 Florida first period, game 1.
The 1-1, lifted in the air, left field, Toward the line is Black. He's underneath it, makes the catch, and there will be no tag from third.
Again, there was not even a thought of sending him.
Yep. The Ramada Out of Town scoreboard brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
And by the way, celebrities. Great,
yes,
new addition over there.
Absolutely.
The Joe Putnam wing.
Only on Thursdays.
Is that a trivia night?
Well, not yet, but a good group of gentlemen from across the center region meet up Thursday night.
Nice.
They're interested in. One of them is Bill Putnam, so.
There you go. Class act.
Yes, indeed. 0-1 the count to Max Bushyhead, who has walked his last two times up, 0-2 overall officially. And the breaking ball misses, evens the count at 1. Right-handed action now is warming up in earnest, and it is Hunter Hodges. 1-1. That one dips low in the zone, but just above the knees. Called strike.
Nice addition of the lamps in here. I like it.
Yes. We also like to class it up in here as well.
Had to. And certainly the guy to your right ain't going to do it.
Foul ball off the instep of Max Bushyhead, so he's going to walk it off down the first baseline. Two balls, two strikes. Tyler Boudreau, who sparkled in relief last night, earned the victory. He is the gentleman retrieving the foul balls right now, that keeping hold of the baseballs that can be put back into play.
They all are put back into play. What are you talking about? Yeah, man.
2-2 the count. Base is loaded, one out. And the set by Quinn. Pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Time to go around on a breaking ball, and that is the third strikeout for Victor Quinn. And now Blake Wilson, who pinch hit last inning, checking into the game. He did take over for Carson Luna in the field as well, serving as the shortstop.
My scorecard, my scorebook, the right side is like every single, the left side is very clean.
Yes, yes it is. Pitch to Wilson, in tight, ball 1.
It's one of those nights.
It is. That's the thing, and for the Spikes, I mean, so much success here, still fireworks to come.
Well, they've outscored them 28-8 in two nights.
Swing and a miss.
And by the way, tomorrow's a new day. This is, we've talked about this.
Exactly.
Fresh day, fresh start, the whole thing. But, to be honest with you, come on out and watch this team.
Yeah.
It's a blast.
They have been fun to watch here. I mean, these first five games of the season, they've been a juggernaut offensively, really. I mean, 3-0 is the lowest output they've had, and they dominated that game pitching all the way, only allowed 4 hits as a staff.
My goodness, if as pitchers, 2 shutouts tonight, they've given up 2 runs.
Yeah. 1-2 to Wilson, the pitch. Upstairs for a ball, 2-1. Or check that, 2-2.
Benjamin's made a great play in right. Wiley made a great play in right last night. Bass threw out a guy at the plate on an 8-2 double play.
Yep.
Right? Wilson turned a double play last night that was spectacular.
And the 2-2 breaking ball called strike 3 on the inside corner. 4 strikeouts for Victor Quinn, but more damage done by the Spikes in the 6th. 3 runs, 2 hits, 3 runners left on base. End of 6 here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. State College 15, West Virginia 2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning. It's been all Spikes tonight. 15-2, 14 hits for State College, to 3 for West Virginia. And taking you the rest of the way in this one, he's come back for more. He hasn't had enough yet, despite what we've put him through tonight. Here's Steve Jones.
Thanks, Joe. Derek Wiley, by the way, takes over in right field for Samuel Benjamin. First pitch swinging, lofted in the air, left field, and playable. Underneath it is Hughes, and Trayson puts it away. One pitch, one out. Flores out there for his second inning of work. He will probably get this inning, and then he'll turn it over for the final two. 15-2, the Spikes lead it. They've out-hit them 14-3. Two errors for West Virginia. The Spikes have been clean in the field. Here's Wentz, who is 0-for-1, hit by a pitch the last time in the fourth inning. Also struck out looking earlier back in the second. Takes a strike. It's 0-1, 92 with that one. Flores has touched 96 this season. Here's the pitch. Just missed the inside corner at 92 with that fastball. Remember, this kid is 18 years old. He's 6'2", 210 pounds. The pitch. It's fouled at the plate. That got a piece of Albert. He's all right, though. 1-2 the count. I mean, whomever taught him through the ranks, look at the form he has and how he uses his legs. So you're out there and you're pitching in Texas. There's a guy named Nolan Ryan who is probably the picture of how to use your legs as a pitcher. Outside for a ball. What, Alvin, Texas? Alvin, Texas. 2-2 on Wentz. Ortiz off the line at third against the left-handed hitter. Here's the pitch. There's... Boy, it just missed. Caught the plate, but low. Full 3-2. One out top of the seventh inning. Spikes lead at 15-2. Flores looks in as Wentz gets back in the box. And the 3-2. Outside ball four. So that's the first base runner that Jason has allowed. And here's the McDonald strikeout guy. Mauricio Milan doubled back in the second and ended the fourth inning by wrapping into a 5-4 fielder's choice. So Flores delivers. There's a strike in the outer edge. Starts him out at 92. It's 0-1. It's about the only thing that hasn't happened tonight is the McDonald strikeout guy, but he's only been at the plate twice. It's only his third opportunity. The pitch. It's on the ground, wide of the bag, and third foul. 0-2 the count. That time he changed speeds on him as he threw the slider that time. Here's the pitch. That is hit down the third baseline. Fair. Everybody's going to be safe. A swinging bunt. And because it was 0-2 in the McDonald's strikeout guy, the crowd not happy. We'll rule that an infield hit. Fourth hit of the game for West Virginia. And here comes Jack O'Dowd. Boy, his dad do a great job with the Colorado Rockies. Down the left field line, slicing foul. West Virginia bullpen out of play. Third base side, it's 0-1. So first and second with one out here in the seventh, top of the seventh. 15-2. Spikes lead it. O'Dowd batting from the left side. Open stance. Outside for a ball, level at 1-1. Flame straight away. Center fielder Bass over about maybe 5 to 10 steps to get a better look into right center. Middle infield at double play depth. The pitch. Outside for a ball, 2-1 the count. Time he threw the slider at 86. Set by Flores. Lifted in the air. Foul, third base side. It will reach the seats and out of play and go over the West Virginia dugout about 8 rows back. Third base side. 2-2 now the count. First and second with one out here in the top of the seventh inning. 15-2 State College. Andy Jackson, the only position player that has not played tonight. That is on the ground, and a base hit into right field. O'Dowd will drive in a run. The throw will go into third, where it's cut off. It's 15-3. Wentz scored from second. Milan ended up at third. Here is Brody Black. 0-1, hit by a pitch. Back in the fifth, he's also grounded out to second. So one run in. First and third with one out. The pitch. It's on the ground, up the middle. Knocked down by Mamau. And they get the out at second, but a run scores. Muma did a great job of going to his right, knocking it down and getting it to Wilson. Center fielder. That'll be an RBI on the fielder's choice. Two runs in now, 15-4. Top of the order, Jordan Rogers. 0-2. Benjamin, great catch up against the wall back in the third. Leaping up to make the play. And then ended the fifth with a 5-4-3 round the horn double play. Walked and scored back in the first. 1-0. In tight, 2-0. Two runs in, two outs. Top of the seventh, 15-4 State College. And Flores delivers. High at the letters. 3-0 the count. Jason Cruz through the sixth, no problem. 1-2-3. Got the first out of the seventh at a walk, an infield hit. O'Dowd with an RBI single and a fielder's choice. And now ball four. Second walk in the inning. And here is Osorio, who is 1-for-3. Doubled back in the first. And was thrown out at the plate to end the inning on an 8-2 double play. Grounded out to second to Muma in the third and struck out swinging in the sixth. Bushy head out to talk to Flores. No action in the Spikes bullpen. At the moment, it's Flores forever. So here's Osorio. So he's 1-for-3 tonight. And he is now 2-for-8 in the series. First and second, two outs. Infield back. The pitch. Checked it. Did not go. They appealed. Nope, did not go. Pete Lakis down at first said no go. Did not swing. Flores delivers. There's a strike in the outer edge. 95-mile-per-hour fastball from Jason. I would guess that this is his last inning, and they'll go with somebody for the final two. And missed outside, it's 2-1. But there's no action in the bullpen now. Flores goes set with a 2-1 count and delivers. It's wrapped foul, third base side. Evens the count at 2-2. Okay, Climby picks it up and throws it over. It goes back to the West Virginia dugout. 2-2 the count with two on and two runs in. As Vince Scully would say, deuce is wild. Flores to the plate. That is line caught by West at first, and the inning is over. Well, that's where having a first baseman with a 6'4 frame pays off. They get two runs. They do so on two hits. They leave two. And at the end of 6.5, seventh inning stretch time of the ballpark on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Spikes work their way now to the bottom half of the seventh inning after Joe Putnam regaled the audience tonight and take me out to the ball game. Spikes back to work after they sent nine to the plate in the sixth inning, scored three times. It'll be Derek Wiley, Kay Climby, and Daniil Ortiz. State College with 15 runs on 14 hits. West Virginia, 4 runs on 4 hits. Wow. So pitching change for West Virginia as Hunter Hodges will come in relief of Victor Quinn. Story on Hodges is this. 6'3", 220-pound right-hander out of Wilmington, North Carolina. Did his pitching at TCU. He is 21 years of age. He won't turn 22 until October. Wiley, in his first at-bat of the night, takes a strike at his 0-1. Derek last night went 1-for-3 with a walk and knocked in a run. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. That one was out of the zone. He chased it. Quinn went an inning and two-thirds, two hits, three runs, all earned. Struck out four, walked five. And the pitch. Breaking ball just a bit high, 1-2 the count. That's a pretty good pitch there. Hodges, the right-hander, looks in. And the 1-2. Here it is. Checked it, did not offer. 2-2. Climby on deck, and then Ortiz. This will be the lineup the rest of the way unless something happens physically to Bushyhead, because Manny Jackson, the backup catcher, is the only one that hasn't played, and he's not going to play. Wave and a miss, strike three. First strikeout for Hodges. Here's Climby. Single to left in the first, grounded to short in the second, and now has walked three consecutive times. He is 1-for-2 tonight with two runs scored. So Climby now about to make his sixth plate appearance, and he has three walks in his previous five and a hit. Here's the set by Hodges. Always works from the stretch and delivers. Breaking ball in the inside corner for a strike. Good curveball. It's 0-1. Here's the set. The pitch, checked it, went around. Yep, he did. That's the right call. Pete Lake is down at first base. Saw it the way we saw it. So Cade is in the hole 0-2. That's been a rarity for him. Waits in that right-handed box. And the pitch. That's foul. First base side. High and into the night sky and out of play to the roof of the Geisinger Champions Club. It's 0-2. Fireworks still to come tonight. Then Bark in the park, too. Plus, kids are running the bases tonight, too. The home run edition. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Tied him up inside. Two gone, and here's Ortiz. Ortiz is 0-for-4 in this game. He did walk and score his last time up. So here's Daniil Ortiz. And tomorrow's baseball bingo and Bark in the Park 1 at 6:35. And the pitch to Ortiz. Yeah, swing and a miss. Hodges has a little something to him. A little giddy up there. 94 with that fastball. Hodges looks in at Ortiz, who levels the bat in the right-handed box. West on deck. The 0-1. Low and outside, 1-1. Slider that time took something off. 1-1 the count. Ortiz waits in the right-handed box, and Hodges, the righty, delivers. He went around on that one. It's 1-2. It was in the dirt, and he chased it. It's almost like he made up his mind before the ball was released. 15-4 State College. Five in the first, four in the third, three in the fourth, and three in the sixth. And the pitch. Checked it, did not go. 2-2. Crooked numbers all over the board tonight. Two and two, the count with two outs, and the base is empty here in the bottom of the seventh. And delivers. And he waved at that one. Strike three. Strikes out the side here in the seventh inning. End of seven full. Spikes with a 15-4 lead on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jason Flores goes two innings in this one, does not give up a hit, does give up one unearned run. He struck out one, he walked two, and now Ben Plumlee out of the University of Illinois takes over for the Spikes in this one. Plumlee, 6'2", 200-pound right-hander, 20 years of age, made 23 appearances for the Fighting Illini this year, all in relief. Went 2-3 with a 4.33 ERA, struck out 33, he walked 14. In 35 and a third innings, he gave up 33 hits, averaged 8.4 strikeouts per nine innings, and opposing hitters hit 252 against him this year. So Ben Plumlee takes over here, and Flores went the two. Let's see if Ben will close it out. Of course, Penn State upset Illinois. Illinois was the number one seed in the Big Ten tournament. Penn State upset them in game one and made it all the way to the championship game against Nebraska. First pitch is a strike. It's 0-1. Corey is 1-for-3 tonight with a double and a run scored. And in the left field for a base hit past the diving Daniel Ortiz. So two hits now for LaCorey tonight. And here is Lucas Ismaili. Line to an 8-2 double play to end the first inning. Bounced to short to Luna in the fourth. Then flew out to Bass in center field to end the sixth. Middle infield at double play depth. The pitch. It's on the ground between short and third into left field for a base hit. So the first two with singles to left and a threat mounting for West Virginia here in the eighth inning with the Spikes up 15 to
catcher number 19, Josiah Chavez.
Four. I'm telling you, they scored two runs last inning, not one, didn't they? They scored on a base hit and they scored on a fielder's choice. Oh, well. They claim it's 15-3 in the board. They also have it here in the MLB draft league as well. That pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. I think it's 15-4. That's out of play third base side. I had a fly out, a walk, the dribbler infield hit, then that's the error right there. That a fielder's choice knocked in a run. Yeah, Wentz scored on the fielder's choice. Yep. It says Wentz went to third on the... He didn't. He scored on that play. That's outside. Count now 2-2. We're checking the counts now. 1-2. No, I think it's 2-2. I think it's, board's wrong on that one. Nobody out. Plumlee delivers. Foul straight back to the bricks. Still 2-2. Nobody out. First and second after back-to-back singles. From LaCorey and Ishmaili. The pitch. That is line down the left field line. Foul. Foul by about a foot. Sliced it off the bat that time. Again, Plumlee appeared in 23 games this year, all in relief for Illinois. And in those 23 games, he pitched 35 and a third. So they did not just bring him in for an inning. Two and two the count, here it is. Low in the dirt, pushy head slides over, blocks it. 3-2 the count, no advance. Plumlee, right-hander, works from the first base side, delivers. Hit in the air, very high, foul territory, left field, long run, Bass, and makes the catch. Excuse me, Trayson Hughes. Hughes made the catch. One out. Here's Wentz. Oh for one. Struck out looking in the second. Hit by a pitch in the fourth. Walked and scored in the seventh. And the pitch. On the outside corner for a strike. 91 from Ben that time. 0-1 the count. Boy, Hughes flashes that speed. That was a great route he took to that ball that time. The pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 92. It's 0-2. Top of the eighth inning. 15-4 State College. 0-1. And the set by Plumlee at the belt to the plate. Strike three called. There's his first strikeout as a spike. Brought to you by good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit MountNittany.org for more information. And now Mauricio Milan. It's actually 2-for-3 tonight as the McDonald strikeout guy. He doubled. To left field in the second, stranded at second. Fielder's choice to end the fourth. And then a swinging bunt and then scored in the seventh. And that gets away from Bushyhead and everybody's going to move up 90. 1-0 the count. I'm not sure when Plumlee got here. But Plumlee was added today along with Quinn and West. Well, Plumlee and West have both played tonight. We have not seen Dre Quinn out of South Carolina and who lives in High Point, North Carolina. And Plumlee delivers. Hit in the air, right field, pretty well hit. On the run, right field reaches up, makes the catch to end the inning as Wiley tracked it down just in front of the warning track, and the inning is over. No runs, a couple of hits, and two stranded. at the end of 7.5. 15-4 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game. Located on South Athens Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
Team 4 State College and Bryan West will come to the plate. He is 2-for-2 tonight with a run scored. And waves and misses at that one. It's 0-1. What a job Hodges has done. He struck out the side in the seventh. And now goes set here. And the pitch way outside with a fastball at 92. It's 1-1. West came on as a pinch runner for Jackson Cobb just to get him in the game, and he scored in the fourth after Cobb had been hit by a pitch. Infield hit in the fifth and singled and knocked in two runs in the sixth. Fouled that one at the plate. It's 1-2. Back in that right-handed box, Hughes is next, and then Tyson Bass. And the set and the pitch. Wave and a miss, strike three. He's 4-for-4. He has faced four batters, and he has struck out all four. And all four have been swinging. Here is Trayson Hughes. 3-for-4 tonight. Singled, knocked in two runs and scored in the first. Tripled, knocked in a run, and then scored himself in the third. Flew out to left in the fourth. Walked in the fifth. Singled to center in the sixth. And the pitch. It's on the ground, right side, into right field for a base hit, his fourth hit of the game. So they finally break through on Hodges with Hughes getting a base hit to right. He's 4-for-5 tonight. Tyson Bass has had a good night. He's 2-for-3. Single knocked in a run, stole a base in the first. Single knocked in a run, stole a base, and scored in the third. Walked and scored in the fourth. Flew to left in the fifth. Walked with the bases loaded to knock in a run in the sixth. First pitch to him, a strike. It's 0-1. Hughes, by the way, up to 529 now with his 4-for-5 night. Leads off first. Spikes aren't running anymore tonight. Unless there's a pass ball or a wild pitch. Slow roller, third base side. Osorio picks it up. He throws in. Not in time. He's safe for the first. He beats it out. Again, the Spikes have speed. First and second with one out. Wasn't it hard? Well, with Bass's speed, doesn't have to be it hard. Thought about a guy who this year stole 26 bases at North Carolina Wesleyan. Here's Muma. And the pitch to Jake. Outside corner for strike. Gets 0-1. 2-for-4 for him tonight. Infield hit, stole a base in the first. Walked and scored in the third. doubled, knocked in a run, stole a base, scored in the fourth, struck out swinging in the fifth, flew to left in the sixth. Waved at that one. He was off balance. It's quickly 0-2. Runs on 16 hits. West Virginia, 4 runs on 5 hits. The pitch. Outside and low. Purpose pitch that time from Hodges. It's 1-2. One and two, the count with first and second and one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning, 15-4 State College. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. 5 strikeouts now for Hodges.
Five, Max,
he has been impressive. Max Bushiehead is 0-3 tonight. Has a couple of walks. First and second with 2 outs. Hughes on second, Bass on first. Checked it, did not offer. It's a miss. 1 ball, no strikes. Low one outside. Starting him out with a slider that time. Leans in. Hodges goes set. 1-0. Nope, he backs off. Hughes will go back, touch second. Hodges checks second and delivers. Fastball outer edge. That was a dart, 1-1 the count. 91 with that fastball on the outer edge. One ball, one strike with 2 outs. And Hodges glanced to second and to the plate. In the dirt. Good job by Chavez to block it. No advance. 2 balls and a strike. Four State College, bottom of the eighth inning. It should be. See if they're going to change pitchers in the ninth inning or not. That's a strike. It's 2-2. I think Plumlee's going to get the ninth inning. I don't know if it matters, but just depends on how he feels after pitching all season in Illinois. Low and outside. It's full 3-2. So the runners will take off on 3-2, 2 outs. As Bushiehead waits in the right-handed box, Hodges delivers. Runners go, ball 4, bases loaded. Back to the top of the order, and it's Blake Wilson. Wilson is 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Bats on the right side. And the pitch. In the dirt. Good job by Chavez to block that one. Saved a run. It's 1-0. Deeper in left field with Black. But Rogers and LaCorey have shallowed up in center and in right. The pitch. Outside for a ball, it's 2-0. Derek Wiley on deck, hoping for one more chance. Spikes went out in order in the second and in the seventh. Every other inning, there have been runners all over the place. That's a strike, it's 2-1. Scored 5 in the first, 4 in the third. 3 in the fourth, 3 more in the sixth. They got the bases loaded now and 2 outs here in the eighth. The pitch way outside. 3-1 the count. Chavez slid out to get that one. 3-1 the count. Bottom of the eighth inning. Bases loaded, two outs, 15-4 State College. Set, and Hodges, 3-1. Checked it, went around, it's full 3-2. He committed to it that time. 87 with that one. That was a cutter that time from Hodges. 3-2, the runners will go. They move. It's low and outside, ball four, and another run. Wilson will get an RBI out of it. Hughes will score from third. Bass will go to third. Bushiab will go to second. It is the second time tonight that a spike has had a bases-loaded walk for an RBI to go with the one from Tyson Bass back in the sixth inning. 16-4. Right now, the spikes through five games are a plus 31 run differential. Mound conference. They break it up. And Derek Wiley will come to the plate. Wiley is 0-for-1. He struck out in the seventh. After Benjamin tonight went 3-for-4. And by the way, knocked in four. Pitch to Derek. In the dirt. And Chavez got a piece of it. And then it hit Albert Jones. And then it hit Derek Wiley. And it didn't go anywhere. 1-0 the count. They'll change baseballs. That one got a pretty good workout that time. It hit three different people and the dirt. Set by Hodges. The 1-0. Curveball for a strike. That was a beauty. 1-1. Snapped that one off that time. Hodges goes set. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another curveball. 1-2 the count. Bases loaded, two outs, one run in. 16-4 State College. Wiley waits and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him, and the inning is over. Six strikeouts for Hodges in two innings of work. We go to the ninth inning. State College with a 16-4 lead on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. You turn on
like lightning. This summer, you do you, only at Toyota. Whether it's in an adventure-ready RAV4 with available all-wheel drive, an all-new 24 Tacoma with more power for more play, or the all-new 25 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offers end July 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ben Plumlee looks to close it out tonight, or excuse me, it's going to be Drake Quinn looking to close it out tonight. So the two new guys will get their moment in the spotlight. So Drake Quinn in for Ben Plumlee, who pitched one inning And Plumlee in his inning gave up two hits, no runs, and struck out one. So let's tell you about Drake Quinn, one of the newer Spikes. Drake Quinn out of the University of South Carolina, 6'3", 215-pound right-hander, 23 years of age. No record. 10 innings pitched, gave up 8 hits, 9.9 strikeouts per 9 innings. They only had 216 off him this year as he pitched for the Gamecocks. Last year pitched for the Brewster Whitecaps in the Cape Cod League. It's interesting, he made 7 appearances in the Cape Cod League and averaged 6.6 strikeouts per 9 innings. He goes back to South Carolina, 9.9. He started out his career at Marist before transferring from Poughkeepsie to Columbia. Jack O'Dowd at the plate. So Plumlee gave up 2 hits to start out and then got everybody after that, including a strikeout. O'Dowd will lead it off. He'll be followed by Black and then the top of the order, Rogers. Stares in, gets what he wants. And he fires that one in there for a strike. It's 0-1, 92 with that fastball. It's a pretty good pop on it there, too. O'Dowd tonight, 0-3, knocked in a run. That's a strike. 1-2 the count on O'Dowd. Sets. And Drake Quinn delivers. Purpose pitch, 2-2. Went curveball that time. Deliberately put it out of the zone, so it's level at 2-2. Quinn goes set and fires. On the ground to short. Wilson has it. Gobbles it up. Couple steps. Throws to first. West reaches up. Reels it in. Again, there is a plus to having a 6'4 first baseman. That's one of them. Caught the line drive earlier. One out here in the ninth, and here is Black. 0-2, grounded to the second, hit by a pitch. Fielder's choice, knocked in a run in the seventh. 16-4 State College. Outside for a ball, 93 with that one. Black waits and delivers. And the pitch by Quinn is on the outer edge for a strike. It's 1-1. And the pitch. It's on the ground to short. 2 hopper to Wilson. Blake, couple hops, fires to first. And the Spikes are to the doorstep on this Saturday night. Here is Jordan Rogers. Rogers 0-2 tonight, 2 walks. Benjamin made a highlight reel catch and right off the wall, leaping to make the play, wrapped into a 5-4-3 double play. Rogers has walked 5 times. Check that. Rogers has walked 6 times in this series. The pitch. Checked it. Ooh, that was close. 1-0 the count. Went with a cutter that time at 87. And the set and the pitch. Foul straight back to the screen. It's 1-1. 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Quinn that time. And the pitch. On the outer edge, it's 1-2. Cutter that time, and that was a terrific pitch by Quinn. One more strike, and then the fireworks can fly. What a night for the Spikes. They won 13-6 last night. Down low. 2-2. And the set. And the pitch. He overthrew that one. 3-2 the count. He tried to finish it off big there. And no. Three, two, the count. Rhythmic clap from the crowd here at Medlar Field. Lebrano Park on the ground. Third base, fair ball. Backhanded Ortiz throws. Did he call it foul? He did call it foul. He was right there. So we'll do it again. Picks up the bat, walks back to the box. Looks in, waits and delivers. Ball four. So the game continues. Osorio is 1-for-4 tonight. Doubled in the first, thrown out at the plate. Rounded to second and the third to Muma. Struck out swinging in the sixth, and a line drive that West reached out and made a fine play on to end the seventh inning. And that pitch to him is a ball, one ball, and no strikes. Boy, Rogers has walked now, what, seven times in the series? There is a strike. 1-1 the count. He's walked seven times in two nights. Now, obviously, they're not holding him on. West is playing behind him at first. 1-1 the count to Osorio. And the pitch. Foul straight back. Would have gone into the writer's box. Oh, what a catch down below. Off the carom. That was big time. 1-2 the count there through the doorstep of wrapping it up here. Drake Quinn looks in. Goes set at the belt. Right-hander to the plate. Breaking ball inside. It's 2-2. Went curveball that time. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. The spikes roll again. They win it. 16-4. And they are rolling. Four consecutive wins. And the run differential in the opening five games, a plus 31. 16 runs on 16 hits. So the Spikes have now won four in a row, and they've been impressive doing it. Pitching staff has two shutouts this year. It is also the third straight game the Spikes have been in double digits in runs. And Ben Harris becomes the first Spike to go five innings on the mound, and he gets the win. Liked him a lot last year when I saw him. I was very impressed with him tonight. And Dylan Cheely took the loss. See who Joe Putnam ends up with downstairs.
Time to go down the field for
So, Joe Putnam downstairs.
Thank you very much. Down here with Treason Hughes, 4 hits tonight. Of course, a lot of hits for you as the
Spikes. But how did it feel to be out there tonight with these guys doing what you did?
Oh, we're a bunch of dogs. I mean, how many? 16 hits, right? I mean, I want that offense every day. So, winners win for sure, and hitters hit. That's all you need.
Treason, you're back in the outfield now, but early stages of the year, you were actually over here at first base. It seemed like you were a natural over here as well, but showing off the versatility, what's it like ranging back in the brand new grass here at Medler Field?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, I'm Freddie Freeman by heart, but outfield's where I belong, and I'll always be out there.
And of course, you've been with these guys now 5 games. You're 4-1 so far, top record in the league. What's it like playing day in and day out with these guys, your teammates, and also playing in front of these fans here in Happy Valley?
Oh, it's a blessing for sure, and these guys are awesome.
Here comes. He gets doused. There we go. Gets doused.
Thank you to Samuel Benjamin for giving me the Iggy on that one. Holy cow, yeah. You got ice in the pockets there. Oh, my goodness. But, okay, well, how is it now playing with these guys?
I mean, they're going to get in the locker room, but no time will come for sure.
Treason, congratulations. Big win tonight. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. Bark in the park night here, so a lot of mutts will be in the stands cheering you on.
Thank you. God bless.
Treason Hughes, 4 hits tonight. Spikes big winners. Again, fireworks coming up here soon. Bark in the park tomorrow, a Sunday fun day as well, and you'll get the chance to meet and greet the Spikes' newest canine mascot, Dugout the Baseball Dog. It's all part of the festivities, so we'll see you back here tomorrow night. But tonight, we've got fireworks coming up, and so we'll send it back upstairs.
Joe, thanks so much. Spikes win it 16-4. Line score in a moment of the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Spikes win it tonight, 16-4. Here's the line score on tonight's game. 16 runs, 16 hits, and an error. The Spikes left 16 on base. West Virginia, 3 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors. They left 6. Ben Harris, the opening 5, gets the win. He's 1-0. Dylan Cheely took the loss. He's 0-1. Time of the game, 3 hours and 1 minute before 3,053 here at the ballpark tonight. Scores in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All right, let's wrap it up here at the ballpark tonight. Spikes win it 16-4. Scores of other games. Midway through the second period, about 9 minutes to go in the second, the Florida Panthers lead the Edmonton Oilers 2-0 in game one of the Stanley Cup Final. Major League Baseball, Cleveland in the top of the seventh, leading the Miami Marlins 8-0. Dodgers over the Yankees 4-2, bottom of the seventh in the Bronx. San Diego leads Arizona 4-0, top of the fourth at Petco. These are finals. White Sox beat the Red Sox 6-1. Phillies in London down the Mets 7-2. Nationals over the Braves 7-3. Pirates beat the Twins 4-0. Giants over the Rangers 3-1. Toronto beat Oakland 7-0. The Orioles won again, beat the Rays 5-0. Cincinnati over the Cubs 4-3. Brewers beat the Tigers 5-4. Royals over the Mariners 8-4. Colorado beat the Cardinals 6-5. Astros and Angels getting underway at the top of the hour in Anaheim. Dornock won the Belmont Stakes today, and former Philly and Washington National right fielder Jason Wirth is one of the owners of Dornock and won today in that one. We'll come back. We'll give you the MLB Draft League scores and wrap this up in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game. Located on South Athens Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Tell the fireworks are flying here and wrapping up here at Medler Field, Lebronto Park, and the Spikes win it. The final was 16-4. Elsewhere in the MLB Draft League, Williamsport in the bottom of the eighth inning leading at Trenton 14-9. Mahoney Valley has defeated Frederick 7-4, and the final here was 16-4. The Spikes win it. 16 runs, 16 hits, 1 error. Spikes left 16. West Virginia, 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. They left 6. Ben Harris opening 5 gets the win. He's 1-0. Dylan Cheely takes the loss. He's 0-1. Time of the game, 3 hours and 1 minute before 3,053 here at the ballpark tonight. Back here tomorrow night when the Spikes will take on West Virginia in the third game of the series, looking for a series sweep and looking for their fifth consecutive win. Tomorrow night, it'll be Bark in the Park 1 here at the ballpark tomorrow, and also baseball bingo tomorrow, 6:35, the first pitch. Tickets available at 814-272-1711. You can buy, print, download statecollegespikes.com, or you can go to the box office or just walk up tomorrow. Should be a terrific night for baseball. Weather looks great. And it'll be great to see you here. This is a fun team to watch. And not only that, the ballpark's fun. See you tomorrow night. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Estos son los sonidos de una cena. Una cena que casi no sucedió. Es una cena servida gracias a personas como tú. Debido a la crisis actual, 50 millones de personas pueden vivir con hambre este año. Feeding America está ayudando a los que más lo necesitan. Y si quieres, tú puedes ayudar también. Visita feedingamerica.org/en-español. Patrocinado por el Ad Council y Feeding America, la fuerza de 200 bancos de alimentos.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on Earth. And sometimes, That's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Bye.